Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Hello guys, welcome back to the Guide Me Glow podcast. This is your host Shannon Tang, and today I'm going to be doing an episode all about how to stop caring so much about what other people think of you and being able to show up authentically as yourself online. And you know, when I say online, I mean social media. This could be Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever. But this is really coming from a creator's point of view and aiming to help those who also create and put themselves out there in that way, whether you already have a following, whether you're trying to build a following, maybe you're thinking about building a following. This is for anyone that is interested in being able to show up as more your authentic self. Or even if you're not trying to build a following and you're just posting, you know, just for your friends and stuff, but you still find it hard to show up as your true self because you're scared of other people judging you, then maybe this is just, you know, good for you to listen, just to get a bit of an insight. Because I feel like this is an important topic to talk about, because I know a lot of the time people don't feel confident enough to show their true authentic self online. Even people with big followings, I think, you know, just from experience and obviously being in the industry and meeting a lot of people within the industry, a lot of people hide parts of their lives, you know, because they feel like they're going to be judged, or they feel like it's not a good example. And I just feel like I want to show up as my most authentic self online. I just think to myself, I would never want to meet someone who's already like seen my social media and then they've met me and then said, oh, I really don't feel like they are the same person, or it doesn't correlate, you know? Like, I want someone to meet me and be like, she shows up exactly how she is on social media. And obviously there's a lot of complexities that go into this, because as humans we're very multifaceted, and I don't think that it's really that possible to show all sides of ourselves on social media. Obviously, like, it depends on what mood we're in and the situation and everything. But as a whole, I feel like showing up as your most authentic self and feeling free to do that is very freeing and very liberating, you know? Sometimes I've been through phases of not showing up as, not myself, but just not sharing as much, like, personally. I wanted to, you know, show myself in a certain way, and then there's been other times, and I feel like that's the era that I'm in right now, where I am trying not to care so much about what other people think of me, and I'm just posting whatever I feel like posting and being vulnerable and being personable. And I think sometimes there's always this, like, conflicting battle in my mind where I'm like, I want to be able to, I've been craving more connection with you guys, really, on Instagram. I think on my account that has the most following, at Feed Me Glow, that's kind of how, I guess, this journey started. I started posting more personally on there, so I feel like I've built a community in my following who, like, understands me and, like, gets me and are into the same things as me. But, you know, as I've kind of shifted in the direction of where I'm taking, I guess, my career, and obviously with Guide Me Glow, that's a whole separate thing now, and that's more like business, work, my company. I've wanted to come across as more personal on my actual personal page, which is at Shannon Tang on Instagram. And I've always had this, like, conflicting thing about all the accounts of, like, oh, it's obviously hard work to be posting on all of them. And I feel like when I was really into posting on Feed Me Glow, now I focus it more on just, like, recipes, and obviously still trying to be more personal with you guys on stories and stuff. But I've shifted how I've been posting my content. And I always felt like my Shannon Tang account was kind of like a different personality almost as Feed Me Glow, because Feed Me Glow was very vulnerable and, you know, would speak a lot about mindset and mental health and just literally my thoughts and just out there. And I felt it felt like a safe space, because, you know, I had started that account with that intention, so I know that the people who follow me are also into that kind of stuff. But then on my other account, my more personal account, it has most of my friends on there, and the audience is more so spread out, you know. The account is targeted more towards like fashion for sure, because I have those two interests, which is what creates Guide Me Glow. Yeah, I didn't ever feel like I could be as personal on there because I was scared that I was going to be judged, you know, judged by the people that I know. I don't think I really care as much as people that I don't know. But when you see people that you do know, like seeing your posts or seeing you show up a different way, like obviously I think as humans we do care what our friends think and the people that we love, what they think. But I think I'm trying to really break past that barrier and just post what I want to post, because I know that the people that really know me and really do support me and love me, they will embrace that and they will see that as me, and you know, instead of judging me in some sort of way, they'll really help support that side of me. And I think those are the people that I want in my life, and not the people that are going to see me and judge me. And half the time maybe they're not even judging you, you know, maybe it's just your own judgmental thoughts on yourself. But I think it's really just breaking past that barrier and not being judgmental on yourself, because I think that's where it comes from first. But I wanted to delve deeper into this episode about the complexities around everything like that, the judgment of yourself, the judgment of others, how you're showing up, the kind of unsaid way to post on social media to come across a certain way, you know, whether it's the trends or just this kind of energy. Yeah, there's a lot of different things that go into it. But before I fully get into it, that was kind of like a long introduction, to be honest. It wasn't really an introduction. I just kind of went straight into it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I want to start with the affirmation of the day. I am finding peace that not everyone will understand me. And this is an affirmation that I felt like was important for today and suited for today, because not everyone is going to like you, okay? Not everyone's going to agree with you, and not everyone's going to understand you. And I think we just need to find peace in that and not feel like we have to make everyone like us and we have to show up in a way that is going to make everyone agree with us, because that is also a form of people pleasing. And as we know, when we people please, we're not able to show up as our own authentic self. I think the more we come to the terms and accept the fact that not everyone is going to understand us, the more we are able to just be like, okay, well, in that case, I might as well just act who I truly am and show up in a way that I truly am. And whoever accepts it, and whoever doesn't, doesn't. And that's fine, you know, like people come and go in your life. People don't need to stay, you know, for the rest of your life. They can come in for a reason, for a season. And the same as for followers, you know, followers are followers. And you want people who are engaged and understand you. And if you have followers that don't, then they are so welcome to unfollow, because, you know, you're just not in my energy, in my vibe, and that's fine. You can find someone else who you relate to more. You know, you're not made to please everyone, and I'm not made to please everyone, and so I'm not going to even try. And yeah, so I just wanted to touch on that. In terms of like a little update on my life as well, and why this episode kind of was inspired, was because I've been really, really focused on myself. The past few months, I think I touched on this on the last episode, but yeah, I've just been really focused on myself, and it's been really great for me and healing. And I think the more I've been in my own energy and the more I've grown and really worked on myself, I feel more confident in myself, because I'm like, I'm great. And, you know, I deserve to show that, you know, and I deserve to also know that I'm confident enough to show up as my most authentic self online, even if it seems scary at first, or it seems, you know, people might be judging or whatever. And I see, you know, on stories, you can see who's seen your stories. And I've been posting a lot more personal things on my stories on my personal account. And sometimes I do think like, oh, like, I wonder what they think, or, you know. But I think half the time, we really read into it too much, because obviously we care most about our own lives and we think that people care more than they really do. And I think that's just an important thing to note, because most time people are probably just like, oh, okay, next, or just like swipe by or not even read it properly. And we're here like overthinking and caring so much that people are like reading into something so deeply. But it's like, really, that's, you know, chill a bit, you know, you're not that much of a big deal. Let's put you down to earth a bit more and just know that, yeah, not everyone is so like gonna be paying so much attention to it. And even if they are, you know, you should still be proud of what you're posting and if it's really you, you know. And I think it's hard to keep showing up as someone who doesn't feel authentically you, in a way that I just feel like is exhausting, because it's almost like wearing a mask every day and having to really construct this version of you. And I want to note that this is different to wanting to change due to like becoming your best self, because I know that, you know, a lot of what I teach is, you know, being your glorious self and showing up as your best self. And that means, you know, doing certain things and doing different things. That is different. That is coming from a place of love and a place of not people pleasing still. It's coming from a place of you knowing who you deserve to be. So you're going to show up as that person. And it is the true you, because you wouldn't have those desires to be a certain way if it wasn't you, if that makes sense. And I think why you're not happy where you are now is because we were conditioned by other things and people to make us a certain way. But if we have this deep desire to show up in a way that feels authentic to us, that's the true inner us, and that's the glorious highest self of us. But it's different when you're on social media and you're trying to come across as someone else in a way of people pleasing other people, you know what I mean, pleasing other people, because then that's like, it's not coming from your spirit and your soul. It's coming from like not artificial. It's coming from a surface level. What's the word? Superficial. That's the word. Superficial. And yeah, so that is the difference. And I wanted to note that just so you don't get confused. Like I was saying on Instagram, there is this kind of like unspoken way of how to come across as like the cool girl or like the wellness girl, or like, you know how, you know, we as humans, we like to fit in. So once a trend is going or a certain way, someone's doing something a certain way and everyone starts to follow, and then everyone starts to like do it, and then like that's the cool way of doing it. I think, yeah, we kind of fall into that, and sometimes that's not actually really us. We just do it because we think, oh, that's like a way to fit in and that's how we should be doing it. And if I don't do that, then that means I'm not going to be accepted, and that means I'm not cool, or that means that, you know, this and that. And it's like, actually, no, it's not that deep. And also, why don't you create your own trends and your own way of doing things? Like, why are you doing it just because you've seen like 100 other people doing it and that's the thing to do? And don't get me wrong, it's not like I never follow trends and, you know, see something and don't get inspired and do something similar. Like, of course, that's fine as well. But as long as you feel like it feels good to you, you know, don't just do it because you feel like that's the right thing to do. You have to do it if you feel like it suits your vibe. Like, for example, I find it hard to put myself in a box, to be honest, in how I post. And that was kind of like the conflicting thing I was feeling, because I was like, I love things to look aesthetic and like beautiful. And you know, when you just take those aesthetic photos where it's just like, you know, you don't need to say anything, it's just like pretty photo or just like looks cool. I like doing that, but then at the same time, I love putting out content out there that provides value, and someone's going to see that and it might change their day, or it might change their perspective, or might just help them think about something differently, or help them in some sort of way. And I think every content has a purpose, like whether it's just a photo and that's inspired me to like do something or whatever. But yeah, I think that's where it comes, like the different levels, because I'm like, some of the things I post with like loads of text, I'm like, oh, this is really helpful information, but like it doesn't look that cute. Do you know what I mean? But sometimes I'm just like, oh, that's just like surface level, just get over it and it's fine. But I think that's when you need to kind of give yourself, I guess, that grace to be like, okay, why am I posting what I'm posting? Is it giving value? Is it from an egotistic point of view? And am I judging myself? basically. So one thing to also keep in mind is like, what are you trying to prove to other people and what are you trying to prove to yourself? So are you posting what you're posting because you're trying to prove your worth to other people? For example, obviously, this is especially like on TikTok as well, I see it a lot, kind of getting validation from other people by, you know, posting like a really hot picture of yourself or yeah, just like a selfie or whatever, and then you're posting that for validation. I want to say there's nothing wrong with posting a hot photo of yourself and selfies of yourself. Do it. I do it all the time. Like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what is your reason for posting that? Posting a photo of yourself where you look slay, I think that should be like celebrated because you're like, oh my God, I feel so good about myself because I love this photo of me, so I'm gonna post it. Like, that's where it should come from, not from a place where it's like, oh my God, is this, you know, gonna get me more likes or is this gonna help me get more male validation? I actually did an episode on how to stop seeking male validation, so go back and listen to that if you are struggling with that. I think it was like only a few episodes back. But listen to that. You have to think about your reason behind posting. And it's just important to remember to not post for just self-validation and from like an ego point of view. And I check myself this all the time because I think we all have an ego. Let's not play angels here because I'm not going to say I don't have an ego. I do, but I'm trying to like silence it more in terms of like, I'm trying to check myself, you know? And like being a Leo, guys, being a Leo, there are a lot of Leos with high egos. I think it's just part of our personality in terms of like, we just, you know, love ourselves, which is like a good thing. But like, sometimes we need to not, you know, be as self-absorbed, I suppose. Like, you really have to find the balance and like check yourself even more. If you're Leo, you'll get what I mean. But I think, you know, obviously it's not just applying to Leos, but fire energy is like just very out there. I think it's important to check ourselves and be like, okay, am I actually providing value here? Or am I just doing this because like I want to feel better about myself? And there's a time and place. I think sometimes we do post just because, you know, it doesn't have to be that deep. It doesn't have to be like read into it so much. But then for the most part, I think if we consume too much of that, it kind of then falls into the whole cycle of like posting for validation, questioning if we're good enough, like, are we, is this like photo perfect enough? Do I have to then like construct it in a way that's giving an image of my like picture perfect life? Like, no. I understand social media is a highlight reel for the most part, and we obviously want to show, you know, the best parts of life, and that's also okay. But I think it's also to remember that we don't need to compare our online selves to our real selves, because then that's kind of, yeah, not good, because we then begin to not feel good enough in our real daily lives because we're like, oh well, I have to like live up to this like certain expectation and live in this way, and it's just like not that healthy. And then it kind of builds a negative relationship with ourselves and our worth. If you are someone who is posting regularly on social media, have a think to yourself, who are you trying to portray yourself as, you know, and why? And I think definitely have a good think about this, because when I was younger, I would say I would always post like the best pictures of myself, make sure everything was like perfect, and not, you know, I wasn't really that vulnerable on social media, and I was kind of scared of what people would really think if I was to post more personal things. And now I'm out here like posting pictures of like my journal from like a few years ago, like entries of my journal, like that's how it's gone to. And I actually feel proud of myself for that, because I'm like, obviously I'm not sharing like deep personal secrets that are personal to me, because I feel like I, deep down, I actually am a very personal, I'm quite a private person, I would say. Like, when it comes to personal matters and, you know, family and relationships and stuff, I'm like pretty personal about that stuff, but I'm happy to share my life and my experience because it helps other people. You know, when it comes to talking about other people, I just feel like it's not really my business and it's not really my right to do that. But I'm okay with sharing like information about me because like, it's about me, you know? But I'm pretty personal when it comes to like my relationship with other people and stuff like that. And I think that's a good thing because you need to keep some things private in life. You know, people don't need to know everything. But before, I would not post things that were so personal about me because I was scared of what people would think and whether they would judge me or not. But recently, I just kind of said to myself, no, why care so much? Because it's my social media. If you're following me, you're following me for a reason. So I'm guessing you want to see my content. And if you don't, then you can so easily unfollow. You know, it's my social media, so I can post what I want. If that means that I'm suddenly going to change my quote unquote niche, then I can do that. If that means that I'm just going to experiment with a bit of different types of content to see how it reacts, then I'm also going to do that. You know, if it means some days I'll show up more personally and be speaking on the camera, then I'll do that. If it means other days I'll be more just like chill and just post like pictures with no, like stories with like no context, then I can also do that. There's no rules, you know. It's your social media, so you can do what you want. And I think stop letting other people or the thoughts of other people control what you post, because it's just like not authentically you. And I think if you're trying to like grow your brand and business.
This episode is brought to you by Kia's first three-row all-electric SUV, the Kia EV9, with available all-wheel drive and seating for up to 7 adults. With 0 to 60 speed that thrills you 1 minute and available lounge seats that unwind you the next. Visit kia.com/EV9 to learn more. Ask your Kia dealer for availability. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Always drive safely.
I think showing people what they like to see is obviously part of it. But that doesn't mean you have to do it in a way that's like people pleasing. You can just do it in a way where it's like similar format or like similar way that, you know, they want to see something. And I think if someone is interested in you, then they will happily, you know, see anything really, to a certain extent. But the message I'm trying to get across here is that if you feel calling to post about certain things, don't let the fear of judgment stop you from doing that. There's different complexities of a human and what our personalities are like. So don't even feel like you need to show all aspects of that, you know? And I think just share what you want to share, but whatever you share, make sure that is authentic to you. And if you feel a calling, like you want to start posting more on social media in terms of like saying more and having more of a voice, but you've only posted pictures so far of like, you know, just, I don't know, yourself or your daily life, and you've never really been that person on social media, then this is your sign to do it and see how it can impact someone and see what feedback you get, because most of the time you'll never really know how much you can impact someone. And I always think this because I think I see a lot of content on social media, right? And if I see something, if I really like it, I will respond. But like sometimes I don't reply to like everything I see, even if I get value from it, because, you know, we're busy girls, we've got stuff to do. So with that being said, when I'm posting content and I see people seeing it and like maybe they haven't responded or maybe they haven't reacted or whatever, I still think, oh, but maybe it still helped them. Maybe it's like helped them think about something differently. The judgments that you think other people are giving to you are the judgments that you are putting on yourself. Therefore, we need to do the deeper shadow work. Because I think when we stop judging ourselves and stop caring so much and start loving ourselves more, and we're like into our own thing and we're not really paying so much attention about what everyone else is doing, we are more confident in our own decisions and what we post, because we're like, well, this is my life, so take it or leave it. And I think that comes from doing the shadow work and doing the deep inner work and uncovering your limiting beliefs. I have a four-week course on uncovering your limiting beliefs, which is on Guide Me Glow. So definitely check that out. If you are feeling like you need to uncover some limiting beliefs, it's a 4-week course. So it's, you know, really letting you do it slowly and uncover the deep limiting thoughts and get through them too. So check that out. I'll leave it in the show notes. And do the shadow work. Why are you judging yourself? For example, if someone said something to you about your social media, like, oh my God, your social media is so cringe, like, what are you doing, blah, 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 How would you feel about that? What inspired me this, I was listening to Rob Dahl's podcast literally earlier today, and he used an example, which I think was from someone else, who said, like, if someone came up to you on the street and was like, you have pink hair and you don't have pink hair, what would you think? You wouldn't get offended. You wouldn't be like, you wouldn't really feel any type of way. You'd be like, girl, check your eyes because I don't have pink hair. What is going on? And you'd get on with your day. You'd be like, okay, that was a bit weird, but whatever. Like, I haven't changed my opinion of myself. Like, I'm not double checking if my hair is pink because I know it's not. But if someone was to come up to you on the street and say, like, here's a different example, but I'm going to use my own. And if someone came up to you on the street being like, oh my God, your social media posts are so cringe, you should really, like, tone it down a bit. What would you think and how would you feel? Would you feel embarrassed and really take that time and be like, oh my God, is it? Maybe I should stop posting. Maybe I should stop, like, saying so much. If you do feel that way, if you feel personally attacked by a comment like that or something similar, then it means that you feel it yourself. You know, you think that about your own content. Because if you are so confident of your content, then that comment wouldn't really affect you that much. Maybe be like, oh, okay, thanks. Like, not the greatest feedback. But at the same time, I don't think it would cut you that deep. But if that would, like, scare you to even think about someone saying that to you or even behind your back, then you need to do some self-work, because that means you need to, yeah, work on your self-concept and work on your confidence about what you're posting. And maybe even if what you're posting is authentic to you, because I feel like if it was, you wouldn't feel that way as much. And I think the more we put labels on ourselves, the less we're able to show up as our true authentic selves. We can be the wellness girl, you know, on Instagram. We can be the mysterious, edgy, cool girl on Instagram. We can be, I don't know, someone who, like, shares literally every detail of their life on Instagram. Or you could be, like, a mixture of it. You know, who says you can only be one, not the other? I think the more we put ourselves in a box, the less we are able to explore our own creativity, and it begins to feel very restrictive. And this is something I really do not like. I don't like feeling restrictive. I don't like putting rules on myself. So yeah, I think there's, when it comes to building brand, I think there needs to be, you know, some consistency there, obviously, with your brand image and everything like that. But at the same time, that doesn't mean you have to put such a closed box on yourself. Like, if you feel like you want to change because you have changed, and that's so normal, like, along the years I've changed and my style's changed, I'm not still posting how I was back 4 years ago, you know. So we need to allow ourselves that space, and welcome it in with, like, good energy and, like, positivity, and that's when we can feel more comfortable to post what we want on social media. With social media at the moment, I have been not, like, obsessed with it, I must say, because it's a very different energy to how it was, like, a few years back. I feel like a few years back it was a lot more personable. You know, we were writing, like, really long captions, which sometimes we still do, but it was a lot more just, like, personal, and I felt like the community was slightly smaller. And now, obviously, it's very saturated. A lot of people are creating, a lot of, like, attention-grabbing content with the reels. It has to grab your interest within, like, 2 seconds kind of thing. And I think sometimes that can come across as a little bit inauthentic, especially to me. Not saying this about anyone's content in particular. It's not what I meant. What I meant is, like, I don't know. For me, it doesn't feel authentic for me to, like, put out content that feels super, like, addy almost. Like, the quick 2 second, like, thing that's going to hook you in. And then it's, like, the quick, you know, I'm just, like, very, that's just, like, not very me. It's not my personality. As you can tell, that's why I love posting on the podcast so much, because I'm like, I'll just sit here and yap in your ear for hours on end and you guys seem to listen to me. So thank you for that. But I just love just having a candid conversation, because I'm not going to be here thinking of, like, 10 hooks to reel you in, which I know is a time place to do, and I should do that really more so on my business to help it grow and reach more people. There's a time and place, I get that, and it's something that I'm trying to work on myself. And also, maybe that's a slight limiting belief on myself, to be like, I have to create content in that way to attract more people. I don't think that's actually true, but part of me obviously does believe that, so working on that. I'm just being honest here. But yeah, I think a lot of social media can be like that. And you know how it's designed for us to have a short attention span, and so we need to create really engaging content, and it's just different. And I just feel like, yeah, I'm trying to adjust that and find my way of how I want to start posting again. And that's definitely been like a journey of my own. The personalness isn't as much there with people's content, but also, you know, there are still people posting a lot of personal things. So I think I just want to focus more on that side rather than feeling like I have to be the same as everyone else and post in a certain way and in order to grow. And I think it's also me not wanting it to come across as so transactional. This is something that I'm trying to work on myself, is seeing, obviously with business, there's a time and place for networking and things being slightly more transactional. To me, that's not how I like to have my friendships and relationships and stuff. I like it to be very candid and just natural and organic. But I understand that's not always the case. So I'm trying to find the balance between that and leaning into the business side of things a bit more. But in that sense, I think always showing up as your true self is really important, because I think even when it comes to business, people can see when you are being your authentic self, and that's what they love you for. Even like, for example, on TikTok, obviously you probably know the Tube Girl, like, has blown up, and now she's working with like fashion brands and going to like fashion week and everything like that. And she was just being her authentic self and, you know, being unapologetically herself. And that is the message behind it. It's like, that's the confidence that you want and, you know, people aspire to have. So I think when it comes to being your authentic self, you're more likely, if your goal is to, you know, reach more people and that kind of stuff, then that is that, rather than following the crowd and doing the same thing as everyone. I think it's more beneficial to find your own ground and find what really makes you unique and your ideas and doing that. And with that being said, not comparing so much as well. I think it's easy to compare and think we need to be showing up in a way like what I said about, you know, how you're posting and the style and everything like that. It's about trying not to care so much about what other people think and what other people are doing, and focusing on your own lane. So that concludes today's episode. I hope you found that useful. It's kind of like a mix of me talking about my personal experience as well as maybe getting you to think about some points that you haven't thought about before. Maybe it's helped you and inspired you to be more authentic in how you show up on social media. And even in real life too, you know, this is as much online as it is offline. I think being authentic to yourself is important in all aspects. I think it really just is about up leveling your confidence, and being really sure of yourself. And this is something that I'm definitely, you know, learning as I get older, and it's something that I'm sharing more so on here, and obviously my online members club, Guide Me Glow. If you haven't got inside the members club, guys, get inside. I've been very busy creating all the content on it, literally staying up later than I definitely should, but I've been really excited and I just want to provide the best content on there for you. What really is exciting me are the mindset pep talks that I've been creating for you. They're quick, like 10 to 15 minute videos of me giving you a pep talk about a certain situation. So for example, there's one on binge eating. Like, if you just had a binge eating episode, then that video is for you to watch straight after to like make you feel better about yourself, to help you get back on track, to get you motivated again and inspired. There's one on, you know, if you've just seen like an image of yourself after like a photo shoot or content day, or, you know, just in general, there's one for you to watch for that. So these are like just ones that are going to really help you, inspire you and get you motivated and make you feel better, just raise your vibration in that moment in time. Sometimes, you know, my podcasts are obviously quite long, so you have to really like set time, you know, to really listen, because obviously you can listen to it at any time and at any place, but this is more so like personal, basically like me talking directly to you as if you're like, you know, at your friend's house and I'm here to just like give you a pep talk basically. So I'm really excited to upload those, and there's obviously more meditations and affirmations and recipes as always. At the moment we're doing a 7-day glow breakfast challenge on Guide Me Glow / Feed Me Glow, where I'm uploading a egg recipe, breakfast recipe, every day for 7 days, basically using the same ingredients but creating different dishes, which is really exciting because this is like something I eat every day anyway, so I thought, why not? Guide Me Glow is fully launching on the 17th of October 2023. Get on it already if you haven't. There's going to be so much content on there, and also the content's going to be updated weekly, so it's not just going to be like that is that. It's always going to be building. I'm uploading new recipes every week. There's going to be new like mindset affirmation things every week. Oh, it's going to be so good. And there's going to be courses. And of course, don't forget about the community. This is what I'm also most excited about. I want you guys to get in there, write on the community page, please. Just do me a favor. Just write on the community page, introduce yourself. Even if it's just like, hi, I'm Rachel, you know, just introduce yourself, leave your Instagram, let people find you, let's connect. These are people who are into the same things as us. We do the same thing. We're in the same industry. So why would you not connect with the people who are in the same industry as you? It's like really also a network opportunity. So let's make this amazing. Join the members club, Guide Me Glow. You get a 7-day free trial and you don't even need to enter your card details until the free trial is up. And then you can to pay a monthly price of $17.99. And yeah, that's it really. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a nice rating and review to help it spread to more people and we can build Guide Me Glow and the community and just make everyone feel more confident in themselves and be able to elevate and go after their dreams and, you know, create the dream job they want for themselves and everything like that. So I love you all and I will speak to you in the next episode. Bye. Mwah.